Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breaths holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 286 shows and counting. And we're going to have another great show this evening. I want to thank all you listeners out there. The new listeners, welcome aboard. I hope you keep, you know, spread the word about these shows. Because the more, the bigger the audience and the more voices and action takers, the better for the animals, our animal friends in need. Because they need us. We are their voices. We're the only hope to carry on. And we have to do what's necessary to make it happen for them, bringing the negative into the positive. It can be done. But my name is Debbie Dahmer. I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals, coming live to everyone every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide with unlimited listeners. You can listen to this show from the internet, or you can listen to it by phone. I want to give everyone the number. It's the same every Thursday. You could call in, listen in. You could also use Skype if you would like to talk. I have any questions or comments for the guests, you can do so. Area code 310-982-4270. Just please alert me. Press 1 in the queue if you want to get on air and speak. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, radios, TVs, conversations. You're more welcome to come on board. So we're going to just go over a couple things. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online. www.ppjg.me. Just press listen live here. It will lead you to Blog Talk Radio, and you can connect to these shows. All shows are recorded live and archived, so if you ever miss any, you can go back and listen to them and share them 365 days a year, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, let's all do our part. Take that action is the key to unlock the door for all changes to be made. And on the right-hand side of the PPJ Gazette, if you want to follow these shows, just go on the right-hand side, press follow, and every time there's a news article or a podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. And also on Blog Talk Radio, under my logo, www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals. Just press follow, and every time there's a new podcast pop up, it will alert you in your primary email also. It's a great, this is awesome how it alerts everyone. And you can, on the left side of the screen, you can share to other social media sites, Facebook, Twitter. You can also make copies or the crosses, all of them. You know, send it by email. There's just so many ways we're getting this show out. And thanks to all of the supporters of this show. Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network. I did 163 shows on her network, being her host, and led me to my own Animal Advocates Radio, 164 shows after that. And she's been, it was a great help and a great friend get me started. Thank you, Marty Oakley. Check her out. She has shows all during the week on some hot topics. TS Radio Network, Marty Oakley. Thank you, Marty. And all of the, you know, these Facebook pages and groups help me to promote these shows. From Facebook, the Facebook friends who's all, you know, participated, and followers, and Twitter followers, and Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Thank you all so much for making this show a total success. But I want to get started here. We got two guests coming on this evening, new, and I want to welcome them aboard, and always welcome them back, because there's no limit of how many times a guest could come on my show. The more exposure, the better. So my guest tonight will be Mark Tillinger, co-founder and president of the Rydell and Cody Fund, and also David DeSchumann. I might get that messed up. I told him earlier. He's the co-founder and treasurer of the Rydell Cody Fund. It's a great, fund for one, the pets out there that get cancer, just like humans out there. And the way, you know, we got to be there for them and each, you know, help them out, because cancer is no joke. It is very serious. People die, animals die, and it's so sad. But I want to go, we're going to topic tonight will be the experiences in the 10 years of running the Rydell and Cody Fund, new and a new partner with the Waggle, and plans for the future. So they are part of the Waggle Foundation. And so, everyone, I want to welcome aboard. His name is Mark Tillinger, and I'm going to bring him on. Okay, Mark, are you there? You're live and on the air.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Debbie, for having us on. We're really thrilled, and I want to congratulate you for starting your radio show and spreading the word to help animals. I think it's just a wonderful thing.
Hey, you're so welcome, you know, because any which way we could do it, you know, this radio platform, you know, I know I'm not spinning my wheels, because, you know, speaking out for the animal friends out there in need from all angles. So when you see the victories come through, and that takes teamwork, you know, you got it going on. You know, you can't take total credit, but when you're involved and you see the victories coming, it puts a big smile on your face, because you know the victors are coming in, helping these animals with better lives and futures. So well worth it. But thank you. But you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started, and we'll get into the conversation, and pretty soon we'll be bringing Mark on.
Well, now, this is Mark. This is Mark.
Oh, I'm
Tillinger.
Sorry, Mark.
my co-founder. That's okay. That's all right. My
David.
Co-founder is David Duchesne. We'll be tag teaming on this, because the Rydell Cody Fund is it's both of our babies, so to speak. We started our charity 10 years ago, and fairly amazing when David and I look back on the last 10 years, what's transpired and the ups and the downs of running a small charity, you know, small yet hugely important for a pet owner who needs help in treating their dog or cat with cancer. So we're excited to share our experiences over the 10 years. You know, you asked about me, and David will tell about himself shortly, but, you know, it's hard actually for me to believe that I would be doing this now in my life. You know, I've been a dog lover all my life. I'm 60 years old, and I can't remember ever not having a dog. The dogs have just been a part of my life, and but I had a very special dog as an adult. Her name was Riedel. She was a beautiful Bernese Mountain Dog, and we had an amazing bond, and the strongest bond that I've ever had with any of my pets over the years, and still by far the strongest bond that I've had. She was really remarkable. But in 2009, when she was just 6 years old, she was diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, at the time, I was a successful businessman working very, very hard in the business world, traveling all over the world, very busy. And I was just shocked. I remember like it was yesterday, getting a phone call from the veterinarian's office telling me that the biopsy had in fact come back showing that she had cancer. And in fact, her cancer was quite serious, and she was her prognosis was not very strong. And it was, you know, at the time I didn't really appreciate how many pets, how many dogs and cats were diagnosed with cancer. I never really thought about it, to be honest. As it turns out, there's 12 million, you know, or so dogs and cats every year who are diagnosed with cancer. So it's a very, very serious thing. But I was shocked. I was sad. I was scared. But then almost at the same time, at that point I was 50 years old, almost at the same time, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I was, you know, probably as shocked as I was about my dog's Riedel's diagnosis. I was healthy. I was active. Like I said, I was working, traveling all over the world. And all of a sudden, I have. And what I remember about that time, 2009, was I was fighting cancer, and I was fighting it very aggressively, my own cancer. And Beetle was fighting her cancer just as aggressively. She was being treated by an amazing veterinary oncologist, and I was being treated by an amazing oncologist myself. And in that year or so that we were both fighting it together, my life changed. My life changed forever. It's hard to explain how it changed, but I was a very different person. I felt like Riedel and I were going through it together, and that we were sharing together our experiences and the ups and downs of it. And it was a horrible time, but at the same time, it was an extraordinary time. And, you know, at the end of it, I survived. I've been cancer-free now for 10 years. But Riedel
did.
That's
great.
Thank you. Riedel didn't survive. She did great. She lived with quality much longer than she was supposed to. And I think a lot of that had to do with we were fighting it together. But she lost her life. And when that happened, so we're now getting into later 2009, early 2010, you know, her life, the relationship I had with her, the experience that we had together fighting it, her courage going through it and the amazing people that I met along the way. David Duchaman is one of them, and his husband, Dr. Post, was a feeding oncologist, Jerry Post. That whole experience, people I met, relationships that I had, that I grew in that time frame, inspired me to do something to honor her memory. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what I needed to do, but I knew I needed to do something. And, you know, I thought about it for a long time, but I just couldn't put my arms around what I wanted to do until I had lunch in November of 2009 with David Duchaman, who has his own story about his dog Cody. But a long lunch with David and Dr. Post, Jerry Post, where we talked together about what we would do to honor Riedel and then what we would do to honor Cody. In that lunch, it was a long lunch, the concept of the Riedel and Cody Fund was hatched. And we wrote it down, and we thought about it. And just a few short months later, we launched it. So we started the charity, and we started the fund. And so over the course of this show, we'll talk about what we've experienced in the last 10 years. But that time 10 years ago, well, really more like 11 years ago, planning it out, it's so vivid in my memory, and I'm sure in David's as well. It's like it was all yesterday.
I bet. I mean, it's, you know, for all you're doing, man's best friend, woman's best friend, and child's. So they're our furry loved ones. You know, they mean so much to us. So when something happens, been through it, just a couple times, and it's heartbreaking. It's devastating to lose them, you know. So we got to do what we can to keep, you know, moving on. And what you're doing is positive, you know, helping other families out that, you know, that can't afford, because we know it's not cheap out there for, you know, operations, nothing. I mean, it's just, you know, whatever we can do to help out, and it's such a great cause what you're doing.
And that's awesome. Debbie, thank you for that. And that's exactly what David and I envisioned in November 2009 at that lunch. We talked about the overwhelming nature of that cancer diagnosis for your beloved pet, and the expense of treating, the difficulty in deciding what to do, the difficulty in finding who to go to, because at that time veterinary oncology was not quite as prevalent as it is now, and there was limited information on even who to go see. What doctors were out there, what certified oncologists, you know, existed. You know, if you were working people, how do you take the time off to take your dog, you know, or cat to get treated? You know, there was very little pet insurance back then. That's improved recently. And what we decided to do was recognizing that both David and I were, you know, we were blessed to be able to afford the treatment for our dogs, Beetle and Cody. We were blessed to be able to have the time to take off of work to take our dogs to be treated. We were in a position to treat our dogs very aggressively, and with that, we got much more time with with our dog than we would have ordinarily gotten if we weren't able to treat. And we recognized that so many people were not in that position that we were in. And so we just had a very simple objective back then, and it still is our very simple objective, you know, of to provide an organization, a charity, that provides support, that provides resources, information about what to do, where to go, and then ultimately to provide funding for those people who just cannot afford to treat the animals, to allow them to treat and, if not cure the dog or the cat, to buy more time and more valuable time with that dog. And that's what we did. That's what we started. That was what Riedel and Cody is today, 10 years later.
Yep, check that out. And you know what there, Mark, I'm going to be bringing David on right now on air because we might be taking calls here in a few, if you don't mind, and get him started. This hour will go so fast, it'll blow your mind. It happens every Thursday. I was like, where does the time go? It flies. But anyway, I wanted to introduce David DeShimon, coming on air. David, are you there? You're live and on the air. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. I'm looking forward to having you on again and again. You know, the more exposure, the better.
Absolutely.
The awareness out there and how to help animals out, because we can't leave them on the back burner. They need our help. They need our voices. And whatever we can do to make their lives better, we're going to go for it. But go right ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And Mark,
you
can stay on air, okay?
Again, my name is David DeShimon. At the time I met Mark, I was actually the co-founder and the hospital director for the Veterinary Cancer Center in Norwalk, Connecticut. While Mark was going through his own bouts of cancer along with Riedel, I was at the very same time going through cancer with my really loved pet, Cody, who was, to say she was a family member, I think would be an understatement. She truly was something very special in my life, and people say this all the time, but she was the most miraculous dog I think I've ever seen in my life. I loved her with all my heart, and I would do anything to be able to provide the best quality of life for her, even under these circumstances. While going through treatment, I met Mark because of his dog, Riedel. She was an absolute favorite of the hospital. Every time she came in, my entire staff would stop what they're doing and they would all go to greet her. She was quite a rock star back then. And I was constantly hearing from the front desk about how this gentleman, who was just so kind and so caring, was engaging all of the clients in our waiting room. He was talking to them. He was very sympathetic. He was sharing his experiences with him. And once the patients left, if they had voiced any type of concern about finances, Mark would come forward and he would basically anonymously pay for their treatment, which, you know, is just, you know, a remarkable thing to have somebody who is just had so much love for animals that all he wanted was the best for them without trying to take any recognition for himself. So kind of as we went through this process and we both lost our pets at about the same time, I was inconsolable at one point, and my staff and my business partner, Dr. Gerald Post, was talking to me, and he said, you know, you guys are very lucky. You had the means to do whatever was necessary to help your pet, to help your pets have the highest quality of life. I had the liberty of being able to do radiation therapy, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, some surgery as well, and I had 2 weeks that I turned into 9 months, and Mark had a similar experience. So we're very fortunate in that sense to be able to do what was necessary, and we decided during that lunch that Mark was talking about that that's something that we really wanted to be able to provide for others. We want to be able to give them the best care we possibly could. And that's kind of, you know, how the foundation got started.
And it's been going on for how long now? 10 years? This is great.
10 years now, yes.
Positivity, you know, because it's hard. I know, you know, loved ones or relatives in the family or even friends had cancer. It's tough to deal with, you know, and even with pets. I've had, you know, relatives with, you know, they had cancer, one of the pets they've had, and it's devastating. And you got to keep that, you know, that furry loved one together and be by its side, you know, just like a human. Because, you know, it's amazing how we can support each other, you know, every day.
That we've been through was no different than losing a loved one. I mean, that's how much we they're exactly like family. The pain and the sorrow we went through, there's just absolutely no
difference. Yep, and it's you know, with the you know, loss of a loved one or furry loved one, it's like a part of your heart leaves and it can't replace it. You know, it's sad. But you keep moving
really
on, and you can, you know, you'll never forget them, just like loved ones. You just can't, and we were not expected to. You know, the memories is always going to be there, and you know, the support. So, you know, and I'm sorry to hear about your loss of Mark and David, of your furry loved ones. I mean, it's so, I know it's devastating. Like I said, I've been through it, so it's not easy. At all. And what you're doing is just amazing, you know, just something positive that comes through. And yeah, I bet how many families that you've helped out, and they can't thank you enough for being there. Because once they hear that, hey, your furry loved one or daughter, or, you know, has just been diagnosed with cancer, it drops your heart to the ground. You know, and you're like, what's the next step? And it's got to be, you know, sooner or later, you know, because our, you know, furry loved ones, they don't get to live long anyway, I don't think. Some 10, 15 years, you know, hardly ever see them 18 to 20 years. But we know whatever we can do while they're on this earth to make it life as easy as possible and comfortable for them, because they need our support. You know, cause and they get everything we get. Just check diabetes, cancer. I mean, wow. And you said up there in the millions a year die from cancer. That's sad and heartbreaking.
You know, one thing. I'm sorry, Dave.
Whoa.
Just going to say that the instances of cancer in people are the same as in pets. And when you think about it, mm-hmm. they share our environment, they share food, they share our water. So maybe the effect is very similar for people as well.
That's right. And, 7:30. If anybody wants to call in with any comments or questions, you're more welcome to. Area code 310-982-4270. It's the same number every Thursday. You can keep it in your contacts and press 1 to speak. I just try to refrain from any noise in the background, radios, TVs, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board if you have any answers for Mark or David. Call in, and more than welcome to get on board with us, because, you know, it's not easy when there's pets out there, and probably some of you out there are really dealing with it right now. And wish you the best, and it's a sad time. Just stay strong and try to. I know it's hard, but you want to give out your website, and if anybody can donate, that would be wonderful. Whatever you can give, because money makes the world go round, everyone, and people helping pets. You know, some are not so fortunate, and some can't afford it or in the poverty level. So whatever you can do, or spread the word if you can't, and maybe you know some people that can, because it's going to a great cause. and help people out, to give them hope to carry on, you know. So, but go ahead, David or Mark, you can go ahead and give out your website and your Facebook page. That would be wonderful. Go right ahead.
Right. Well, thanks so much for that. And you're so right. What allows us to accomplish our mission?
Give us our. I apologize. That is reidcompany.org. That's R-E-I-D. Oh my goodness! I think I just based on the spelling. R-E-I-D.
Nope.
R-I-E. Wait. Yeah. R-I. Oh, let me see. Okay, it's R-I-E-D-E-L and Cody Fund on Facebook, everyone. Go by and press like. And David, if you call in, I don't know if something, he got disconnected or something happened, but please call in if you can hear me.
Can you hear me, Debbie? This is
yes,
Mark.
Yes, you can. You
okay,
can,
you're right.
Mark,
so
yeah, go ahead.
We might have lost David. I'm not sure, but it's. Right, so it's Riedel and Cody Fund is our Facebook page, and Riedel is spelled R-I-E-D-E-L. And then our website is www.riedelcody, one word, R-I-E-D-E-L-C-O-D-Y.org. And you can donate there. And Debbie, you know, you're exactly right. The what allows us to accomplish our mission of helping dogs and cats through this process is donation. And we give out everything we take in, and unfortunately we have many, many more applications for funding than we have funds to give. So one of the hardest things that David and I have to do on a daily basis is say no, because we cannot fund everybody that we'd like. But donations are what makes our charity work. So we very much appreciate it. We've actually been, I think back on the 10 years, we talk about donations. David and I have just been so humbled by the number of people, a number of companies that have been inspired by our mission and have had the confidence in us and in our board, our staff, our executive director, to donate and allow us then to utilize those funds in a way consistent with our mission, helping dogs and cats. And what I'll say to the donors out there is that we're very careful about how we utilize donor funds. I think we're fairly unique in this in terms of some of the other animal charities out there, but for every application that we get, every owner who applies for funding through the Riedel and Cody Fund, we do two very significant checks. We first ensure that the veterinary oncologist is number one, treating the animals, number one, board certified. We require board certified veterinary oncologist to be the treating veterinarian. And we look at the treatment plan that oncologist recommends, as well as the prognosis for the animal if they go through that process. And we have a medical review board who looks at every single application and every single veterinarian's treatment protocol. So first thing is we confirm that it's a valid case, that there's a treating oncologist who's board certified, and that the treatment protocol, we think, is appropriate to elongate the life of the dog or cat. Second thing we do is we ensure that there's financial need. We have income limits for our applicants, and we actually check, you know, to ensure that there really is that financial need. Because we don't want anybody trying to scam us. So we mainly want to ensure that the people who get our donors' funds, that without those funds they truly couldn't afford to treat that animal. And then those funds go directly to the treating veterinarian. We don't send the funds to the owners. We go straight to the vet. So we tell our donors that they can be very sure that their funds are being treated, very, very seriously on that.
Yeah, so... And I know what you're talking about, you know, with some of these people. You know, when you put the application through and everything, you want to make sure everything is legit, you know, because there's so many scammers out there, you know, that it's sickening. And the people that really need help, you know, it's bad for them, you know. So, you know how the one bad apple makes them all look bad, but it's not that way. There's still a lot of, you know, good, honest people out there from every angle. We can't say them all bad. And you look at what you're doing. I mean, everyone I checked out, their website, their Facebook page, they're awesome. It's so uplifting what you're doing and heartfelt. You know, the ones that can't afford it. And whatever, like I said before, whatever you could do, even share their website on your Facebook page or Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. You know, because once you get the websites out there and getting shared and everything, everything's looking up. I mean, more people are catching on and pressing that share button. The like button doesn't do no justice, okay? Right, David or Mark, it doesn't do no justice. You could put hair or the heart or, you know, whatever, but it doesn't serve no justice or any help. So just press that share on the side, get it in your news feed, and it's amazing how things go viral because there's millions of people out there. How many in the United States? 300 and some million people? Just in the United States. So once you get these, you know, websites moving and people helping animals, it's a big, huge plus sign and helping
Absolutely.
A lot more dogs and cats out, you know. So it's all up to us, you know, to do what we can do because this radio platform is not the only thing I do. I get out there on all my social media pages I'm on and try to help out as much as I can on a lot of issues. You know, I don't use mine as personal. I use it as advocacy for, you know, animals, elderly, homeless, whatever I can help out with. I multitask. And we're strength in numbers. Ray Bittner is listening in. Thank you, Ray. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome. Mama Cat. She was a former guest on the show. And she takes care of 125 cats, stray cats, colonies and everything. Isn't that awesome? And her grandson was a guest with her one time, Skyler. Hello, Skyler, 10 years old, that's helping her. And now her grandson and granddaughter. So she's a big animal advocate out there, animal warrior sister. So together we can all make a difference. We just got to at least try. And we can't just sit back and not do nothing. We got to help them out. Because without us, the problems are just going to get worse. So, and if anybody wants to call in, and my beautiful mother's inside and out listening this evening, thank you, Mom. Love you. and thanks for all your support. She knows my nickname is Mama Bear. And and her nickname's Moose. She don't look like a moose, but, you know, it's another name for Mom. But when we all come together and spread the word and we care, when we care, we share. So that's what I want to do. I don't want to give up. When I see things better and, you know, it's so uplifting in our hearts to see things going better, making that turnaround for the best for them. And, you know, highly appreciate what you two are doing. I mean, this is wonderful.
Well, thank you. I thank you very much, Debbie. I'd also like to mention that we have two amazing corporate sponsors that have been with us from day one. Petco, the big pet retailer.
Yes, definitely know them. Yes, definitely.
Right in, through their foundation, they have been just tremendous supporters to the Riedel and Cody Fund over the years, as has the Blue Buffalo. They've
yes,
helped
them
us
too
from day one. So, and we've had many, many others. I don't want to, but I wanted to single them out because they've been just amazing partners for us over the years.
Yes, and a big shout out to them too. And you can find the rest of them on your website because I seen them. I was like, well, check this out. This is wonderful. And we got a caller calling in, gentlemen. And we've got area code 719. I believe it's Mama Cat. Her ears were burning. Hi, Mama Cat. Ray Bittner.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Good. How are you there, my friend?
I'm doing better this week than last week.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and tell they are doing amazing work. Expensive vet bills can be. I have no idea what a cancer diagnosis would cost, but I've been faced with a lot of, you know, pretty hefty medical bills for the feral cats. And fundraising is so difficult because of the scammers that are out there. So I'll do everything I can to share their page and,
share
their fundraising stuff. Because I know it's just really difficult to get, you know, you get ripped off one time and you're really shy about giving, you know, so I know it's a big deal. So.
Oh yeah. And did you, I don't know if you checked out their website, but check it out when you get a chance. You know, I was on
Twitter.
Yeah,
I was just on there.
And I was trying to, Twitter's having problems right now. I don't know what the deal is, but this is over capacity on their site. That's a first. But I'll be back on there later to share, so I'll keep checking back. And Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest, LinkedIn, whatever, you know, WordPress. Wherever we get the word out and see it expand, because this is all well worth it. I mean, these two here are out there working hard and relentless to help these dogs and cats out with cancer, you know. And
can
I know.
Can I ask, what does, what are the costs involved with a cancer diagnosis for, let's say, a cat? Do they go through chemo like people go through chemo?
Well, they certainly can, but obviously it's very dependent on what type of cancer they have. We have frequently treated all types of cancer using radiation therapy, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, clinical trials. So it's very dependent on the species and also dependent very much on the type of cancer. To kind of answer your question regarding the cost of cancer treatment, if you look at veterinary care, you have all the intellectual property costs that you would in the human field. Our doctors medical costs for schooling is actually higher than you would see in the medical field. They have to know the anatomy of at least between 3 and 5 species of animal. Your technicians are highly trained. Your drugs are all the same. Your equipment's all the same. However, they only charge a fraction of what you see in the human hospitals. So although it's very expensive, I think that veterinarians do a tremendous job about keeping the cost down to a minimum to make it as affordable as possible. I think that a lot of oncologists have done also a really good job about being able to tailor custom treatments depending on the type of cancer the pet has, but also the financial limitations of the pet owner. But those treatments can run anywhere from $500 to, I think if I hadn't had the means to treat my own pet, I would have probably spent over probably $25,000. So it's very, very
dependent. Holy moly. Yeah. And then, of course, you get the vets. I was dealing with a cat, a friend of mine. It was a friend of mine's cat, actually, and she had a very large growth on her tail. And they went to a vet, and they told her it was going to be between $3,000 and $5,000 just to test it. It ended up being a granulated cyst, which is what I thought it was to begin with. But they wanted to do all these tests and stuff, and I ended up bringing the cat to my vet, and he had to do an amputation of the tail because it was so bad, you know, and it was under $700. Well, that's a far cry difference from, you know, we're $3,000 to $5,000 just to test it before they would even touch it. So, you know, that makes a large difference there as well.
Sure, but you know, with any type of cancer, you can't have a proper treatment and a good outcome unless you know exactly what it is that you're treating. So,
again,
diagnostic testing is all the equipment that we use and all the test costs and the reagents, everything that's associated with those type of tests are exactly the same as humans. The difference is that humans don't cost you for healthcare because of you know, third party brokers. It does really add up, but you know, if you want the best care possible, you really need to understand what type of cancer that you're dealing with. I'm so happy that it was just a cyst and amputation was fine, and that's wonderful news for somebody like me who's in the business.
Right. Yeah. I just these poor critters, they go through enough. They don't have to worry. You know, it's sad they have to go through all this.
It is really difficult, and you know, I think the one thing that differentiates pets from people is, pets do significantly better during cancer treatment. And I think a big part of that is they're not like people. They don't feel sorry for themselves. They live every day like it's a brand new day. So I think that they do tend to cope much, much better than people. And I think the other big factor
that how they respond.
They respond very well, but there's a big difference when you talk about pets for cancer treatment for pets versus people. With people, you're trying to cure the cancer. So you're talking about high doses of chemotherapy with expectations of putting into remission or curing the cancer. With pets, we don't want to put our pets through that much discomfort. So, and also, they're not going to live 20 years. They're going to live 1 or 2 years. So we try to balance a good chemotherapy or whatever type of treatment modality we're using, we try to balance that with the pet's well-being. We don't want them to suffer. So we will frequently give lower doses, try to put them into remission for 1 or 2 years, which is obviously, if you translate that into human years, is rather considerable. But most pets tolerate chemotherapy extremely well. In fact, we've had dogs do agility testing, agility competitions and win while going into chemotherapy. They do very, very well.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Well,
let me do that.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you guys are doing. And again, I'll share as much of your stuff as I find. I've got you guys marked as my favorite, so I'll see everything you post now.
All right. That's good there, Mama Cat. Am I one of your favorites, too?
You definitely are.
Thank you. You're one of my favorites, too. Okay?
Yeah.
I love your support. Meow.
Hey, you know it. Strength in numbers.
That's right. And it's so true. You know? The more of us come together, the stronger we become, and the faster the changes get made. In order to see change, you got to take action. No questions asked, right? We have to do
That's
what
right.
we do. So,
well, they don't have a voice. They're dependent on us to be that voice. So,
that's right. That is exactly right. You know, they can't call this radio platform up and say they need help or what's going on, or, you know, they should all be treated with dignity and respect, and whatever we could do to make their lives better. Like, hey, look at this, Mark and David, what they're doing. It's so uplifting. That's what we need more of in this world, is positivity and making good things happen. Because all that bad news out there, it's not a pretty picture, you know. So we have to bring positivity in this world. Some good things happening. Kindness rocks. And what you're doing, gentlemen, is totally kindness. Which, you know, helping people out and helping, you know, think, have faith and hope to carry on. Thank you so much for doing that. You know,
it's certainly a pleasure. It is a very rewarding thing to do. But you know, one thing that you should always remember is important is having to tell somebody who has this amazing story that saved their life or been there for them when nobody else has. Not being able to help that pet is heart-wrenching. So I really encourage everybody to give as much as they can. I also encourage everybody to and try to get as much engagement by other people as possible to help make this foundation as successful as possible. The more you give, the more we can help pets in need.
Yes. And, you know, these pets deserve the best treatment possible, you know, and they're just like they, you know, get cancer, they get sick like we do, and some of these vet bills can be so high, and when, you know, with these low-income people out there, everyone, you know, give a hand, help them out, you know, whatever you could do, you know, like the homeless people out there, you know, hey, walk by them sometime with their pets and just, hey, you know, maybe give them $5 or something to give them hope.
Hi, baby.
Depression is terrible. So, yep.
Skyler says hi, Debbie.
Hi, Skyler, my awesome friend, advocate, brother. Thank you. I'm going to have you call in sometime, okay? And thanks for coming on air. How you doing?
Good.
Ah, oh, he's on air. And then
school
Martin
tomorrow.
And
so he's...
David, he's a little advocate for the cats. He helps his grandmother out. He was a guest on the show. Hey, we got one of the pets putting their 2 cents worth in. Woof woof. They want to be heard too. They got to stand up for their animal friends. Yeah,
at least they didn't start howling this time.
That would have been good if they did. If they did, you know, Sugar Bear, she howls. I could get her howling just like a wolf.
My neighbor's dogs taught my dogs how to howl, and they haven't stopped since. Every siren, every time George leaves and then he comes home, they see that bus pull in the driveway, they start the singing. It's like, dudes, I know he's here. I'm good, okay?
That is great. You know, they got their own personalities. They make our day. They bring, you know, unconditional love. And they're fun. So when they're down, we
yeah.
here for them. You know, you help them make it through any tough times that they're going through, just like our relatives and loved ones. Be there right there for them. and the humans out there, you know, the doggies out there, the cats and the dogs, and give them your true inspiration, David and Mark, to humans and animals. Keep up the great work you're doing. I mean,
we certainly will. Thank you.
Yeah, because I do have shows on, you know, hey, good things that happen, victories, you know, the ones that our furry friends in need. So I hit from all angles. So it's not just all the bad. It's good things happening or taking action to help out the ones in need. So whatever we can do, and happy stories, happy endings, make us bring happy years.
Well, yep. we appreciate that. When we started it, and now looking back 10 years forward, David and I like to say that Beetle and Cody changed our lives, and they did, I think, for the better. But then we like to think that their legacy will change the world, and that will change the world one relationship at a time. And one, when I say relationship, it's relationship between an owner and their pet. When we think about that, that does bring a smile to our face.
I bet it does, because I know, you know, helping that one animal, you can't help them all. You only wish you could, but helping that one to change in their life for the better future. And it's worth it, you know, so they're counting on us, everyone. They're counting on us. And that's when we all come together and strengthen numbers there, Mama Cat. I always remember that.
That's right.
So true. Right?
That's
and,
right.
We can't give up under no circumstances.
No
but,
way.
You know, we quit. Yeah, we quit. We automatically lose, and who wants that? And we have just a couple minutes here, David and Mark and Mama Cat. And I want to thank you, Mark and David, for coming on air tonight. And I'm looking forward. I'm booked up for the rest of the year, but I'm looking forward to having you both back on in 2021. Let's make this a better, safer year and, you know, rocket legislation, because this COVID-19 has just put a big curveball in. You know, there's only so much we could do, but we cannot forget about our animal friends. We can't put them on the back burner. You know, the elderly, the children, the animals, they need our voices, because their voices help us defenseless and innocent. So we have to stand up for them. You know, so looking forward to both of you and all your inspiring work you're doing. Keep it up. I mean, this is wonderful. You know, so.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. It's been really an honor.
You're so welcome. It's an honor to have both of you on. I mean, this is great. And thank you, Ray, a.k.a. Mama Cat, for coming on this evening. And thank you, Skyler, for speaking a little bit. My little animal advocate brother. My brothers and sisters. But, yeah, I mean, it's great. And next week, everybody, we'll have, hope you tune in, Kristen St. Dottery. And he's with the Wild Society or Greater Good Magazine. He'll be coming on. Greater Good is all about animals,
all right.
Vegan positivity. Another great show, everyone. So please keep spreading the word. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide. All shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening, and hope all you return next week, because together we can all make a difference. We got to at least try, and keep up the inspiring work everybody's doing out there. Big shout out to all the animal advocates, cross posters help save lives. You know, whatever you could do, every effort counts. Contact your legislators. New Year's coming up. Get some new bills and the legislation approved. You know, let's all come together and make this a better, safer world to live in, because that's what our goals is. You know, get out there and vote November 3rd. you know, and I've noticed a lot of political bullies coming out. They're getting in a lot of arguments and everything on the president they want, and that's not worth it. You know, the real results come out November 3rd. So don't go against your family or friends for who they're voting for, please. You know, just choose
that's
who
right.
you want. Okay, so everybody have a great evening, and may God bless you all. Thank you, Ray, David, and Mark. You're awesome. Rock.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Have a nice weekend.
And you too.
Goodbye.
Thank you.